I think the activities that are more reported on now, like Lives Matter, for instance, I think that all of those are completely legitimate concerns, and the thing about it is that is the only way that you're going to get legislatures and local authorities. It's the only way that they're going to get their attention, because there's just simply no way to compete with the money involved in on the other sides of these issues. Mm-hmm. So obviously, the very, very deep pockets of the oil industry, when you're talking about fracking, and when you're talking about something like Black Lives Matter, there's just so much investment in civil structure, which is great if you have everything that you need,
yeah,
and you love the status quo. I mean, it's great for a guy like me, you know, and an older white male. It's all this order is great for me, but I mean, it definitely excludes other communities. Mm-hmm. We have that going on in Denton right now. We have that community that is in danger of losing not only their water supply, but their homes if Denton decides to go in and bulldoze it. Mm-hmm. Why can Denton do that? It's because they know that those people don't have the money to go to court to stop it. Right. And so they'll just run right straight over the top of them. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of issue that civil disobedience should address. It should be a cause that is at least just for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not for me, but at least for someone, which you can't fight with just money.
Right.
Civil disobedience is, I hope, alive and well in the United States. So.